Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Lost Levels podcast. This is podcast number 156. Oh my gosh. Hope you enjoyed my intro. Yes, I edited that little intro, so hopefully you enjoyed it. I thought it was really bodacious and ostentatious, so hope you enjoyed the intro. Anyway, if you could tell by the music that was playing at the beginning, what we're talking about today is Kirby and the Rainbow Curse, a game that came out just yesterday, February 20th, 2015. It came out yesterday, so hopefully you have the copy, you know? You better have the copy if you're not a Kirby fan. Even if you're not a Kirby fan, you know, it could be your first Kirby game because it's a really great game. So, hopefully you have it. If you don't have it, you know, you can hear our thoughts and whatnot. So, hello everybody. I am Spider Staryu. I'm going to be leading this discussion today. And we have a very small crew today. But, you know, we're going to make it. All right. We're going to make it. Today, I am joined by a person from MPL. Yes. This is our guest. We have a guest here today. And his name is ImpaDude. Say hi, ImpaDude.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good, I'm doing really good.
All right, so this is your first podcast, so hopefully you're not too nervous or anything. It's going to be so much fun, I can already tell. Okay, so that's our cast, literally just us two, all right? And if you're like, what the heck, why isn't there more people? Well, why didn't you guys join? So, yeah, don't get mad, don't get crazy. This is the guest that's joining us today from the post I made about join us in our Kirby and the Rainbow Curse podcast. So ImpaDude joined, and I'm really happy to have him here. So thank you, ImpaDude, for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, so I have all the questions set up. So I'm gonna ask the questions and stuff. We're just gonna, you know, have a good old discussion. So let us get started with the first question. Where did you purchase the game? And do you have any story? So ImpaDude, do you want to answer this question first?
Yeah, sure. Okay, right. So I purchased the game at Best Buy. I don't really have too much of a story. Really what happened was I saw, like, this thing for the podcast. I was like, you know what? Because I was thinking about getting Kirby and the Rainbow Curse. So then I saw this, like, little, like, info thing. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to get the game. So I got the game. I was like, Dad, we have to go to Best Buy. He was like, okay, fine. And so we went to Best Buy, and he had to return something anyway, so it was good for him, too. And so I was getting the game, and I also checked online because I wanted to see if the Meta Knight amiibo was available, and it was at the store. So I was all excited because I was going to get the Meta Knight amiibo, even though it was, like, super rare. Ooh. So I went to the Best Buy, and the Meta Knight amiibo was not there, nor was there any, like, little listing for the Meta Knight amiibo. So whatever, no Meta Knight amiibo for me, but I got Rainbow Curse, so I'm okay.
All right, yes, all right. For me, you know, I don't have a story like that, because guess what? I didn't go to pick up the game. My brother did. It was very, very, very cold yesterday on Friday. It was literally, here in New York, it was freaking freezing. So I was like, oh, I really don't want to go out. So I asked my brother, and, you know, he hesitantly, like, was like, oh, I don't want to do it, but okay, whatever. Because he had to go to a library, so like, whatever, I'll go. So he did that through the grace of his heart, and he got it from GameStop, so that's the store I always, like, pre-order stuff. I always pre-order stuff, store pickup, that's what I always do, always about that. I got the game, and, guess how far I am? We're gonna see, in the next question, you're gonna see how far I am. I'll answer the next question first. Where are you currently at in the game? That's our second question. Where are we currently at? ImpaDude, with all due respect, I gotta answer it first. I am at World 6... 6-2. Oh. I played the game so freaking much yesterday because I was like, you know what? No, I'm not going to do a podcast and like not have anything finished, whatever the case might be. So I was like, if I'm going to do this, then I'm going to like go through like almost the whole game, at least before the podcast. So in literally one day's time and a little bit before the podcast, I'm at 6-2. And actually, I'm doing a level right now. It's a level where you're playing as Rocket Kirby, and oh my god, I'm not that good at those levels because I gotta get all the treasure chests. But you know, still, I'm at that level, and yeah, hopefully I'm gonna be advancing further on, and hopefully by next week I'll have it finished, the whole game finished. But I'm at like 70% game finished, so I'm happy about that. And ImpaDude, how far are you in the game?
Oh yeah, very far. I've gotten to the very far level of World 2-1 because yesterday, so I was doing level 1-1 and 1-2. The first thing I didn't realize how long these levels were. I thought they were going to be, like, you know, Super Mario levels. Clearly not the case in this situation. It was more of, like, giant Mario levels. Like, the three-part ones. I don't know. They probably don't even exist. But, like, anyways. So, that. And then, also, my mom was, like, watching a movie. And it was actually kind of interesting. Really weird. It's called Birdman. But, anyways. So, I was, like, kind of paying attention to that. So I didn't really get anywhere yesterday. I got, like, 1-2. And then today, I finished 1-3. And I also did the boss because I figured I have to get the boss done. All right, if I'm going to get anything done, it's going to be the boss. So I'm on world 2, guys. Got really far.
Oh, my God, Impidu. I don't think I could get that far. But you really pushed the envelope.
It's pro level, guys.
Oh, my gosh. But this also, isn't this your first Kirby game?
Yes, this is my first Kirby game.
All right, yes. Hopefully we're making you into a Kirby fan. All right, Kirby fan.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next question. All right, this question relates to a past Kirby game, which since you said that, you know, this is your first Kirby game, I know you didn't play it. So I'll just answer it, okay? did you play Kirby Canvas Curse? If so, did the experience help you understand the controls better? Well, Impidu didn't play Kirby in the Rainbow Curse. Kirby Canvas Curse, clearly.
Clearly did, guys.
Clearly. But I did, and I played it, like, back when it first came out. That was my, for people who don't know, that was my first DS game, which I bought with my own money and everything, so I felt, like, really accomplished. So I was like, yeah, it's my first game, my first DS game. So, I was already used to all that stuff. What I have to mention is maybe Kirby and the Rainbow Curse is kind of maybe a bit more controlled, and also dashing is kind of maybe a little bit slower, I should say, but pretty much the controls of Kirby Canvas Curse have pretty much helped me understand this game completely. I had no troubles at the beginning, literally no troubles at all. Like, there was nothing that was confusing, nothing that was, like, too hard for me. The only thing I will say that kind of gets, like, you know, like, oh my god, is, the fact that there's so much collectibles in the game, but we're gonna mention that later, which, you know, I actually like the collectibles. I love the figurines and things like that. There's so much cool stuff in this game. Oh my gosh. I wish we could have, like, 5 podcasts about this, but we can only have one. I know, so let's move on to the next question, which you can answer this one, Impidu.
Yes!
Finally! the Rainbow Rope system. Do you like it? So you can answer that first.
The Rainbow Rope system, okay, so there is this DS game called Yoshi's Touch and Go, and it was very similar to this. It had, like, the whole, like, cloud system where you, like, Yoshi was already moving, but you had to use, like, the clouds to, like, make him go up or down in, like, different areas. So, it reminds me a lot of that. So, it can be, it's somewhat convenient, but at other times it can be really annoying because, like, you kind of want to get up somewhere, but, like, you have to, like, draw the ropes, like, all the way around just to get to, like 1 inch next to, like, another area. So it can be really complicated. And then there's other parts where, like, if you make the ropes too close, like, Kirby gets, like, jammed inside of them and starts, like, glitching out, and then he goes on, like, the other side, and then it just doesn't work out, and, you know, yeah, it can get annoying.
For me, I played Kirby Canvas Curse, so, like, the controls itself wasn't, like, a new thing to me. For some people, you know, that's not shade, it's the truth. It's new for some people, because, like, when they play a Kirby game, they expect, like, oh, I'm gonna control Kirby, I'm gonna do this, that, and this, and whatever. But for these types of games, you have to, like, literally, like, draw a path for Kirby to move on. And, you know, I have to press him to dash and things like that, so, you know, for me, it wasn't confusing. I actually liked it because I was used to it. I played Kirby Canvas Curse, so I was like, it wasn't a new thing. But it was just, like, I like the atmosphere and things like that. I love how the rainbow ropes look. It literally looks like a rope, literally. Like, it wasn't, like, Canvas Curse where it was, like, literally just a rainbow, like, a rainbow gradient line, whatever. It actually is, like, a detailed rope that actually, you know, and as it disappears, you know, yeah, I just really like it. I think it's, like, really an interesting system. I wouldn't mind if there was more Kirby games like this, because I actually enjoy it. But, yeah, I like it a lot. I especially like those levels with the conveyor belts. Like, you're gonna experience this later in Bidude, so.
Yeah, right?
I guess I could say spoilers, but it's not, like a big spoiler. It's not, like, spoiling the ending or whatever. Just, in some levels, you have to be in this conveyor belt, and, like, you have to, like, guide Kirby, like, by making those rainbow ropes as, like, what are they called? Like, ropes to a different conveyor belt. So, like, you'll understand when you get to those levels. For the people who are already at those levels, you could probably explain in the comments better than I can. I could, because I'm bad at explaining things. But you'll understand when you play later on. It's like in World 5
and
World
6. Oh, I'll get there one day.
One day. Hopefully one finish day. The game, Impa Dude.
I Hopefully. Will finish the game. I'm determined to finish this game.
Good, I'm glad. Alright, so here is the next question, which I think you can answer first as well, if you don't mind. What is your favorite level so far? Like, what level have you really enjoyed?
So I have a wide variety of 4 levels to choose from in this question from World 1. Personally, I like the boss level because I just think that boss levels are a lot more interesting, rather than just, like, regular levels. And the whole gameplay for the boss level, like, the Wispy Woods one, I liked how it worked, like, how the, I guess the mechanics of the boss level worked. And it was really easy for, like, a World 1, so that was good. So, yeah, that was probably my favorite level.
My favorite level, oh my god, that's gonna be hard to say. You know, actually, I actually was not even prepared for this question. Oh my gosh. I guess maybe I should say Rainbow Across the Skies, the Blue Sky Palace, that's World 4, 4-1.
That sounds so interesting.
Yeah, where I think...
I actually want to get to that level now.
Yeah, but it was funny, because if I choose a favorite level... Any level I choose would be based on the atmosphere. Because, like, there's so many different atmospheres in this Kirby game. Anything I choose would be based on the atmosphere, not really the level itself. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
In terms of bosses. Bosses.
Bosses.
My favorite boss is the Sky High Wispy Woods. That one is also, is also the boss of, for, what's it called? Oh my god, the Blue Sky Palace, World 4. My gosh, you see, I can't explain things. It's not possible. The boss of World 4 is the Sky High Wispy Woods, which, oh my god, another spoiler. Oh my god, I just spoiled it for you, dude. Oh my god, I'm sorry.
I'm not that worried about spoilers. Okay. I mean, there's some spoilers I don't want to hear, but I don't care.
I won't spoil
it. It's a level design.
You versus Wispy Woods again, and this time he's, like, metal, so... You know, you have to, you can't beat him the normal way. You have to, like, do this, like, dash attack where you get bigger. I forgot what that's called. Yeah, you know what I mean, right? So, like, you have to do that, and that's the only way to beat him. And there's, like, this caterpillar thing, and just, oh my god. It's just an interesting design, though. I like how Wispy looked. I like how he looked, like, with, like, he was metal, but he looked more white than metal, ironically. I just thought, I like that. That's my favorite boss. The first boss, Wispy Woods, so easy. Oh my gosh. I mean, it's the first world, but still.
Wow, okay, alright.
Was it easy for you, Impa Dude?
Yeah, it was easy.
Okay.
It was a little annoying at first because I didn't realize that you could become bigger and just automatically defeat him like that in like 2 tries.
Oh yeah. But... You circle it and just keep hitting him with that giant ball. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, let's move on to the next one, alright? Most of us enjoy the levels, right? But there are some levels that get on our nerves. Oh, so what is your least favorite level so far, Impa Dude?
So, you know, the wide variety of 4 levels that I have. The 1-3, which is, like, the Great Cave Escape. I have this listed. It's the Great Cave Escape, yeah. And I'm pretty sure that was the one with the, like, stupid waterfalls. And that was, like, really cool at first, but the fact that you couldn't move with the waterfalls, that was annoying. And then there's those stupid little fish inside the waterfalls. So then, like, you had to, like, you know how you had to use, like, the rainbow thing to, like, block out the waterfalls, but then if there was fish under that, they would fall, and then, like, you had to use another rainbow thing to get Kirby moving, but if you didn't use that, then the fish would get to you, and that was really annoying. I mean, personally, I don't like it when levels are more annoying than they are fun. Like, I try to have fun with levels, but if they're going to be annoying like that with stupid fish trying to kill me... First off, Kirby should be able to defeat fish like that. But still, like, it's... So, yeah, that's my least favorite level.
Frustrating, isn't it?
Frustrating.
I hope you look forward to the rest, because it only gets harder. Okay, my least favorite level. I think my least favorite level would have to be... I forgot. It's either the woodland battle, where Kirby turns into a tank again. Hold on, let me check that real quick. While we're doing a podcast, I'm going to check something out, because I want to make sure I'm talking about the right level. I love the Kirby tank. Kirby can turn into a tank. Also another spoiler. And one of them, it's just so annoying because, like, I kept missing treasure chests. And it's just like, oh, when I miss a treasure chest, you have to do the level all over again. I remember I did that one, like, 4 times because I just kept missing it over and over again. And, yeah, sometimes I miss things, but, like, from that level, like, I just missed it over and over and over. Like, I'm not used to doing a level, like, 4 times in a row, the same level. I'm used to, like, just, like, oh, I missed one. I have to do it again. Miss one treasure chest. But this one, I kept missing, like 4, I missed, like, 3, and then I missed 2, then I missed 1. It's like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that's really annoying. Because I'm I'm one of those people who can't go through a level without, like, collecting everything. Well, not necessarily in this game, but, like, in, like, other games, like, if I don't collect all the collectibles, I'm just like, nope, you're going back. I don't care how long it took to complete that level, you're going back. Like, yeah. It's just mine.
That's how it was like for me also on Kirby Triple Deluxe. A game that came on a 3DS last year.
Yeah, I know that one. Yeah.
It's like, you gotta get, if you don't get the things that you're missing, it's like, I don't want to move on, I gotta finish it.
Yeah, especially because you know there's gonna be something at the end, like, where you don't have all the collectibles and you can't move on, and that can just be really annoying.
Exactly, and, one thing I find maybe a little bit more annoying than getting the chests is having to get all the stars to a certain number to get the gold medal.
Oh yeah, that's annoying.
For each level, you have to get a certain amount of stars to get a gold Kirby medal. That's how it is in the game, and sometimes I actually like that a lot more than games like Yoshi Touch and Go, or I mean not Yoshi Touch and Go. You made me think of that game, Yoshi's New Island, and Yoshi's New Island. Like, you have to collect all this stuff, like collect the flower, collect the coins, collect that stuff. The stars are very simple, so I like that. So like, if I don't get enough stars, you know, I just look at more places and bam, I get all the stars.
Yeah.
So it's not hard. It's not like that. I just, you know, I get annoyed because you have to, like, if you don't get all the stars, you have to collect all the stars again. So you have to do that, the whole thing all over again, and that gets kind of repetitive. So that's what I mean by I'm frustrated by that. So let's move on to the next question. Oh, yeah. The level that bothered me, Woodland Battle, that's the one with the tank. So, yes, I was correct about that.
Okay.
One. All right.
Tank, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, I think when you play later on, like, you will enjoy those levels. It's just, like I said, collecting all this stuff gets kind of frustrating.
But, yeah.
Here's the next question. It's actually about collecting stuff. Segue. Do you like collecting the treasure chests? And do you think all the figurines, music remixes, and diary pages are a good incentive to collect things? And, Badu, you can answer first.
So, actually, I do enjoy collecting the treasure chests, because I think the figurines are actually really cool ideas in the game.
They are, right?
The music, they're, like, so cool, because, like, it's, like, I don't know, it's just, like, a different way of, like, collecting things. Like, in other games, it's just, like, you collect coins, and that's all. But, like, this actually has, like, really cool things to collect, like, figurines and music remixes, because I'm a person who's, like, a huge fan of music. I love music. Music is my life. So, I like collecting the remixes because, personally, video game music is also really good and really creative, so I like listening to that. The diary pages are really cute, and I forgot to get the other diary pages in, like, level 2 and level 3 of World 1, so I have, like, one page, but it's, like, so adorable, and so, yeah. And, yeah, I think they are a good incentive to collect things because... I just think that, like, if you have more things to collect and, like, unique things, not just, like boring things, but, like, if you have unique things to collect, I think that makes the experience a lot more better for other people. So, yeah, I think they're really cool ideas.
Yeah, I also agree with you so much because, like I said, even though sometimes it could be kind of like, you know, like, oh, doing the level again if you miss it. Just collecting things, like collecting the treasure chest and then seeing the clay models, you know, they're so adorable, they're so cute, they're so, like, just so cool. I just really like all that stuff, like, and then the music remixes, like, some of them I didn't really care too much about, but, like, some of them are just so awesome, like, our intro music, hello, if you didn't hear the intro music, go back and hear it after the 26-second mark, you should hear the music, But I just think it's really cool, and it's, like, it's also expanding from Kirby Triple Deluxe, where, like, oh, you have to collect the sunflower stone things, oh my god, I'm saying it wrong, but, you know what I'm talking about, the sunstones, they're, yeah. people know what I'm talking about. If you play the game, you know what I'm talking about. But for this game, it's, like, you collect the treasure chest, and, like, there's actually, like, oh, the figurines, oh, that's so cool, and they have, like, a description of each figurine. So, like, I can go, like, list like, Kirby and see the things about Kirby, list the things about the enemy, like, the katas, or Aline, the person with the paintbrush who draws the rainbow ropes. So I just think it's really freaking cool that Nintendo and everyone involved in this game did a fantastic job, and I think it's a great incentive for everyone to collect things. Because why are you going to skip through the whole level and not collect, like, the figurine stuff? That's the cool stuff. That's what makes the game so cool.
Yeah.
You want to look at the clay things and things like that. So I think it's a good incentive, and I think Nintendo did a great job with that.
Yeah.
Fantastic job. I love it, love it, love it so much. And the descriptions are so witty, too. Like, oh, man, I wish I wasn't doing this level right now. I'm doing right now at this moment. You hear the music. Hold on, let me put the music on. You hear that? I'm at World 6-2, back to the battleship with the Kirby rocket. And I'm currently doing that, so I don't want to, like, turn it off after all the work I just did. But, you know, the figurines, like, if you get the game, or if you have the game already, make sure you collect all the stuff, because looking at the descriptions of the characters are what make it so worth it. They're just so witty, and just some of it's, like, so cute. Like, it's just, I love it so much. So, it's so adorable.
The game is, like, literally just a bundle of cuteness. Like, I'll just put it out there.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to get the game. Don't be like, oh, I want to get the game. It's too whatever, too cutesy. You can still have a fun time with this game, so don't let that bother you. Cutesy is a good thing, alright, it doesn't mean anything, just, you will enjoy the game, trust me. And if this is your first Kirby game, you know, this could be a great first Kirby game. This, or Kirby Triple Deluxe, there's so many great Kirby games out there, I can list tons of them. I'm sorry, guys, I'm just a humongous Kirby fan. I know everybody's like, okay, can we move on already?
No. Okay. Personally, like, the whole Kirby series, like, now that I'm finally getting introduced to it, I actually like it a lot. It's definitely a lot more creative than, like, something like the new Super Mario Bros. Series, which is also, like, a 2D platformer. But that just gets annoying after a while. Kirby's actually kind of fun. Like, there's a lot more to do in it.
Yeah, so you gotta show Kirby some love, guys. Come on. Alright, so, actually, I think this might be our final question, Badoon. This might be our final question. So, what is your overall rating of the game? Now, I know it's early for you.
Yeah.
Very early, but you can, like, give, like, a prox review, like, just for now.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like you said, I haven't gotten far in the game, but I've gotten far enough to know what, like, the whole experience is. Okay, so, I don't really like to do, like, out of 10 reviews, because, like, I'm sort of similar to Game Explain in the fact that, like, out of 10 reviews are kind of pointless. I kind of just like giving my, like, actual decent review of a game. Like, I like the game a lot. I like the game a lot. It's a lot of fun, and there's a lot of, like, different cool, unique things to add to it. First off, I was really amazed because I think the intro in the beginning was all claymation, although I'm not sure, it may have been just computer generated, but I think it was actually, like, stop motion animation, and I thought that was really cool. And, like, the whole clay aspect of the game is really cool. But yeah, I mean, I like the game a lot. That's my review.
Alright, so you're not gonna give us a number?
I might as well. I give it an 8.5 out of 10.
Alright, so let's see if you do go farther in the game. Let's see if it goes higher or lower. We'll see about that.
Yeah.
For me, you know, the experience of the game, I just think it's amazing. I think it's definitely an improved version of Kirby Canvas Curse. So, if you never got to play that game and you kind of wanted to know how that was playing this game, I think that you will enjoy it even more than what you would have enjoyed for Kirby Canvas Curse. There's so much awesome stuff. The graphics are so adorable. Everything's clay. Everything's cute. The level designs are great, you know. Like I said, I was getting frustrated, but that doesn't mean you'll get frustrated. Because let me tell you guys something. Collecting stuff for this game is so much easier than it is for other games. Alright, so redoing levels, you're not going to be that frustrated. You might be like a little bit like, oh my gosh. But you're not going to be that frustrated, trust me. Collecting stars is so easy. All you have to do is run into them, alright? Just touch them. Go near, put Kirby near that star, bam, he has a star now. Seriously? So simple. Alright. So if that is a if that's frustrating, I don't think that'll be frustrating for you. I personally enjoy the game so much. The figurines, the music is really good. Love it, love it, love it, love it. The Nintendo did a fantastic job with this. And yeah, I think I'm going to give the game a 9 out of 10.
Okay.
Because, you know, okay. I don't think the game is perfect. But, you know, I don't think any game is perfect, honestly. And honestly, it takes a lot for me to think a game is perfect. But, you know, I have to say this game really has a lot of stuff in it. And, you know, also, there's not just the main mode. You know, there's the challenge mode. You know, this where, like, you know how, like, here's an example. Super Mario 3D World, where you had to, when you went into those purple boxes or whatever, and you had to do, like, a little challenge to get the green star? Well, yeah. Kirby has something kind of similar to that, where you have 15 seconds to do the objective and get the treasure chest. So you see, like, it's something similar, and I think people could relate to. So, yeah, just, I think that you guys will enjoy this game if you don't have it. You should definitely get it. It'll be a great introduction to the Kirby series. And yeah, that's what I have to say. It's a great game, and I think you guys will enjoy it. And if you already have the game, tell us what you think in the comments, you know, on YouTube or MPL, you know, tell us what you think about the game so far. Are you enjoying it? Whatever. And, oh, before we end this Kirby podcast off, actually, there's one level I remember that actually pissed me off more than the Woodland Battle. Do you mind if I say it real quick, Impidude?
Go ahead.
All right. So, in World 3, Indigo Ocean, there's a level 3-2 called the Haunted Ship, where there's these enemies, these skull enemies, that if you touch, you instantly die. Instant death. All right, and it is really, that level actually, it pissed me off. I can't even say the level from World 5, Woodland Battle, I can't even say that pissed me off. Because compared to the pirate ship one, the haunted ship, ooh, that one gave me a little bit of headache. Because I kept dying because of those, what are those skull things called? I think they are called the Death Skulks. And then there's a golden one, that's the boss. But, oh, I think you guys need to try that level out. That level gave me some all sorts of fever. So, yeah, that's the level that is my least favorite. Not the other one, nowhere close. Okay.
Yeah, there are some levels out there in video games that are just the most annoying.
I think game creators, they create these levels thinking, like, I think they, in the back of their head, they're like, yeah, this is gonna piss someone off. I know they think it. I'm telling you. But yeah,
they have to.
That's our little review of Kirby and the Rainbow Curse. So please go pick the game up whenever you have the money. Ask your mommy, ask your daddy, ask your uncle, ask your aunt, ask your grandma, ask your grandfather, ask your brother, ask your sister, ask your friend from next door. I don't care. Ask someone to get you the game if you can't afford it, because I think you will really enjoy it. And it's only $40.
So, yeah, hey. It's a lot cheaper than other Wii U games, so
exactly.
There's a little bonus. So it's like a 3DS game, basically. That's the price of it, basically.
Exactly, right? So I think you guys will love the game. So yeah, go pick it up. And if you're already enjoying the game, you know, comment, tell us. So that is it for our Kirby section of the podcast. Oh my God, I'm having trouble disbanding from Kirby a little bit. I gotta get some Kirby. I always gotta add some Kirby. let's get into news and community. We don't have too much, so bear with us. Next week's podcast is our Video Game Lodge number 3, Metroid Prime. And if you're wondering why Video Game Lodge, it's number 3, it's because we never did it before, so we're doing it now. We're completing it. We're revisiting it, and we're completing it this time. So, our Metroid Prime, our first Metroid Prime podcast will be next week. So expect that. I think Super Zambazi, Dark Boo, and myself, and maybe Sol will be in it. I know I'm definitely going to be in it, so if you're already annoyed by this podcast, please, you're going to be more annoyed next one. Because I'm going to be in it, and you can't stop that. I think there's, like, only, like, literally 3 podcasts I wasn't in the whole Lost Levels run. So out of 156 podcasts, there's only 3 podcasts I wasn't in. So, but yeah, I'll be in the next podcast next week. Make sure you are commenting in the post, the Video Game Lodge number 3- Metroid Prime post you see on it. MPL or the Lost Levels site. We want your comments. We want to know how far you are, any questions you have, or whatever the case might be. Please make sure you are commenting. And please make sure you read stuff too, because some people don't read. So make sure you are reading. Yes, please. Yeah, so that wasn't shade towards anyone, I swear.
Oh, I know exactly.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I'm like coughing and laughing here. This is not good.
Don't say his name though. Alright.
I'm not gonna say it, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
But it's true tea, right? You gotta read things. Yes. All right.
Yes.
But most of our MPL viewers and listeners, they always read things. So, yeah, just please. Yes. Thank you so much. And please comment below. I mean, not below. Comment on the Metroid Prime post. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. This is so improvised. Also, today we had a community night. We played Super Smash Brothers for Wii U with customizations on. So, if you joined us for that, you know, hopefully you enjoyed it. I don't know if I was a part of it. I might have been a part of it, might not have been, because I'm editing the podcast, so I don't know. But, you know, hopefully everyone enjoyed it. And, yeah, community nights are always fun. Maybe we might try a different game next week. Who knows? That's up to Yoshiman and Super Zambazy. So, you can... I'm the messenger. So don't shoot. All right? Don't get crazy. All right? I'm only telling you what it is. I don't decide it. Okay? All right, yeah. And that's it for our news and community. What's funny is while getting the script ready for news, I was about to put Kirby. I was like, oh yeah, Kirby and Rainbow Curse came out. And I'm like, wait, the podcast was about Kirby and the Rainbow Curse. So why do I gotta say that? I don't gotta say that. That's what the whole podcast is about. Whoops, my mind is not here today, guys. Thank God the other Lost Levels aren't here to experience this. If they're listening to this, you better turn it off. Super Zambazy, Dark Boo, Toadette, Soul, one of you listening to this, you better turn it off. They better. They should. They should. I don't want them to hear me like this. Okay, now we're going to get into what have we been doing. So, Impidude, please share with us what have you been doing this week.
Okay, well, that's a question that people don't tend to enjoy asking me because I have a lot on my mind, so I will tell you what happened this week. So, I remember you made, like, a little thing, you said something about read in this podcast. So, speaking of reading, my teacher in this reading class I'm in, it's, like, critical literacy, and so we had to do this homework assignment over the weekend where we had to, like, for 24 hours, we had to pay attention to everything we read. Like, literally, you had to write down everything you read. Like, not, like, write exactly what you put, but, like, anything you read, you had to, like, put a tally mark next to. So, I was putting down stuff, like, going on the internet, texting, and, oh my gosh, I do not realize how much we read in this world. We read a lot in this world.
Yes.
She put that out there.
Some people don't, though.
Some people don't. We shall remain that person nameless. And then also, so then this week, me and my one friend and my other friend, so they're sort of friends, they're sort of not friends. It's just drama all day. So my week was a lot of drama. Let me just put that out there. Drama all week. And then, yeah, so then yesterday... my teacher was being a total rude human being. I don't hate her, but, like, she's annoying, and she can be nice, but she can be biatchy. Some days, I can't say bad language, but I will substitute. But she was, okay, so, like, she yelled at me because I had to go to a band lesson, because I'm in band at school, and, like, you know how some people will know, like, you have to, like, miss a period to go to, like, a band lesson, and so... I had to, like, miss social studies for that day, and my social studies teacher got so angry at me, and she had to, like, yell at me because of the fact that I had a band lesson. I was like, that is nothing I can control. I'm not going to say her name, but, like, ugh. And so, yeah, my weekend has been a lot of just, like, ugh. That's how my week was. Ugh.
What instrument do you play?
Flute.
Ooh, that's nice. That's cool.
Oh, and also one more thing. I do have to apologize. I think at some point in this podcast, while Spider Stereo was speaking, my dogs, I have two dogs, and I guess they saw something, and they were barking. So if you hear barking in this podcast, I'm very sorry about that. That was my fault. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I don't have any dogs, so and there's only two people here.
You don't know what it's like.
Oh, but I want to know how it's like. You know, I've always wanted
I mean, it's fun. It's fun for the most part, but then they can be really annoying. Like, I don't want to go into detail, but they can be annoying.
Okay, I'm pretty sure all the dog users will agree and know what you're saying, so.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a dog users? Oh, my God, dog owners. Oh, my God, dog users. We don't use dogs. Well, actually, some people do for police work and stuff like that. But that's not using. Oops. Using. Anyway, oh, my God.
Okay, I don't think. Yeah, that didn't sound right when I thought.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay. All right, let's move on. That was never said. Dog owners.
I'll keep it in, though. What have I been doing this week? I barely do anything, I swear. Oh, I've been watching Maury and Jerry Springer.
I love the Maury show!
I love Maury, right?
That's like my secret addiction. I love watching the drama that goes on in that show.
It influences my life. It's like so dramatic at times. Like, not even sarcastically. I mean, like, seriously, like, sometimes it's like... I can't believe, like, that, like, the father's like, oh, I don't want to be part of the baby's life, I want to be part of the baby's life. And, like, it's, like, so adamant. I'm like, really? That's your kid? You want to be part of the baby's life? Really? Seriously? Truly?
Well, when you think about it, no, I don't entirely support, like, a father abandoning its baby, but when you're at that stage where you're probably not even ready for a baby, and then you have a baby coming into your life in, like, whatever, how many months, that can be... You know, it can be scary, but I still think they should stay with the babies. Like, just don't abandon it. Like, be there for it. Even if you're not the father, but you, like, you're the only one, like, known, like, you should still take care of the baby. Ah. Well, I don't know. Okay, that's another
Yeah, but, you know, I've been watching Maury and Jerry Springer because, you know, like I said, I have the TV in my room now. I've actually had it for a couple of weeks, but, you know, I'm mentioning it now. So I watch shows like that. I watch my sitcoms. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I watch my Fresh Prince. I watch my Friends. I watch my Two and a Half Men. I watch my... Sometimes I watch Seinfeld, but sometimes I get sick of Seinfeld because I'm like, oh, I've seen all the shows already. So, you know, I'm pretty much a guy that's, like, really into, like, funny stuff and sometimes serious stuff because I like watching movies, like, you know, I like romance, and I like things like that. I'm like a mix. I like all sorts of different things.
I'm just like you. I like romance, I like comedy, I like seriousness. I saw this weird movie. Oh, yeah, I just mentioned it at the beginning, but The Birdman. Like, by God, that's somehow, like, nominated for an Oscar. I don't know how anyone, like, would think that's good for an Oscar. That was the weirdest movie I've ever seen. I'm sorry for anyone who has to see that movie. That movie was... It was a little weird at the end, like, that was just kind of, like, creepy and everything, but it was a weird movie. I'm sorry if you've watched it yet.
Also, I want to mention this about a show I've watched. I'm sorry about all these TV talk, but, you know, TV talk is normal talk.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's normal talk, alright, that's what people talk about. Speaking of Friends, you know the guy who played, Chandler, Matthew Perry? I don't know if you watch Friends, so if you don't watch it, but I'm just mentioning it. But he was in a show called The Odd Couple, and it came out recently, and I love that. And it's a new show that came out, like, earlier this week. I forgot, like, Thursday or Wednesday, something like that. I can't remember. I don't know why. But, you know, I watched it, and, oh, my God, it was so freaking funny. I loved it, loved it, loved it. Oh, my gosh. There's just so many good shows coming on, and just I don't have time to watch them all. So, like, I just pick and choose what I watch, and, oh, my God, that show was funny. I don't regret watching that. That was fantastic. So you should keep an eye out for that, guys, The Odd Couple on CBS. Check your local listings. I could do it. I swear. I could be a good advertiser. Hey, I'm advertising Kirby. Kirby and Rainbow Curse. So, you see, I could do it.
Kirby, yeah. I see you being an advertiser. Like, I actually do see it.
Yeah, right? I could picture it. Other than that, what video games have we been playing? Of course, Kirby and Rainbow Curse. That's a given.
Yeah. That's given.
I've been playing Smash Brothers Wii U. Finally completed All-Star with all the characters on hard. So, thank God I got that done. Got that challenge done, so I don't have to do that. Thank the Lord. Since I got it done. Other than that, I've been playing on Wi-Fi. People still complaining, moaning, and whining when I kick their sorry little behinds. But, you know, haters gonna hate. But you know what? Kisses for my haters. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Yes, that's a taunt I have on Smash Brothers for Wii U. It's a taunt called Kisses for My Haters. Because it's the truth. Haters gonna hate on me. Kisses for all of them. Kisses, sorry. Smooches, hugs. What is it called? head scratching, I don't know, all sorts of stuff for my haters. Please, and I always say please and thank you to my haters. That's what I always do. Please and thank you.
Yeah, the best way to handle hate is with more love.
Yeah. So
that's my motto.
That's what I do to my haters. Unless someone's like a real jerk and then I just have to collect the tea on them. Otherwise, always do that. Other than that, not much else has been going on this week. It's been like really cold out, but other than that, yeah, nothing else has been going on. So we're going to close off this podcast. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to this short podcast. You know, it's really short today, but it was just me and Impidude. But, you know, thank you so much, Impidude, for joining. You know,
thank you so much for having me. This is like coolest experience ever.
We're gonna have you come on again sometime because I want you to come on like when the other Lost Levels are here too. Because like,
okay,
I'll be more interesting and more entertaining with them here because you know.
No, this is like so much fun.
Oh, thank you. But I feel like but the other people didn't make it. But it's not my fault. But
no, I'm sure it'll be so much more fun with like the others. I'm sure it's a ton of fun. But, yeah, thank you so much for having me on here.
No problem. And let me get into the ending information. You can subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. Yes, please do so. Give us a review. We love that stuff. We love reviews. You can check out Mariupol Legacy at mariupollegacy.com and The Lost Levels Podcast at thelostlevels.mariupollegacy.com. For me, you can follow me through the ends of the earth across the frozen sea. I am Spider Star You everywhere on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Tumblr, Nintendo Network, and Google Plus. Add me to your circles, not your triangles, not your squares, but your circles. And make sure you follow me on things like Tumblr and YouTube because I've been all up on there recently. YouTube, I'm starting to get more into the hang of uploading more videos because I've been on a kind of a drought of videos recently, but I'm on more videos, so please go check that out. And Impidude, where can we find you on social media? Are you anywhere?
Yeah, I mean, I have social media stuff. Really the biggest place you can follow me, or I guess subscribe to me, is on YouTube, because I do have a YouTube channel. It's Impidude. But yeah, I'm very sorry for my viewers, because I've been working on a Captain Toad Treasure Tracker series, and I don't think I've put in another episode or another video on my channel since, like, last month, and I kind of have to work on that. But I've been pressed with, like, other stuff and everything, and I have to focus on other stuff, but... yeah, I'm probably gonna get right back into that. Other than that, I don't really have any other, too much social media stuff. Like, I have, like, personal stuff, but I'm not gonna say my Instagram out on here.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Sorry, guys.
But you're also on the MPL website, your Impidude.
Yes, so. You can follow me at Impidude.
So, yeah, go follow that. And, yeah, like I said, thank you so much, Impidude. You know?
Thank you.
And that's it for the podcast. That's all there is. So thank you guys so much for listening. And we are going to be seeing you next time, all right? So see you guys later. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.